Good morning, 8:11 a.m. on Monday, August 23rd, 2021, 69 degrees, and it is a brand new day. Hey everyone, PC Herring here. How are you this fine Monday morning? I am out and about, working with Beagle Girl, trying to get her to rehab her leg, so you'll hear her and probably me calling her a little bit here and there while we do our walk today. So, how was your weekend? Mine was decent. Saw the family on Saturday. Wife and I stayed in most of Sunday working on stuff and just kind of catching up around the house. It's been a crazy couple of weeks for us. And, what's on my mind today? Not much. Just trying to get into the routine of the week. There's a lot going on around here that is just day-to-day stuff, and just trying to get through all of that. Thinking about the idea of ideas. You know, it's amazing what a good, healthy brainstorm can do for the mind. I'm writing in a writing group, a kind of a fanfic writing group, and I've got a character, and I've been working with another writer within the crew within that team on how to put our two characters together, and we are very dependent on other people to advance the timeline for us. Oh, look, a school bus. I haven't seen one of those around here in ages. Come on, Penn. And the timeline is just not getting pushed. It will be, but we're just waiting for it. And circumstances are such that we can't put our characters together in the current present of this timeline. So we've been brainstorming, we've been talking back and forth, we've been jonesing for the eventual time jump. And this co-writer of mine is in Australia, so as I was going to bed last night, he was midday and he sent me a note, and we spent probably it was all this morning actually. He sent me a note overnight that I didn't quite understand, and when I clarified it with him, he said, well, it's a year where our two characters could have theoretically crossed paths in the past relative to the present day of the story we're working on. And over the last probably hour and a half leading up to the time I'm making this recording, this co-writer and I have basically brainstormed out a new story thread that takes place 80, 71, about 9 years prior to the current events, and we're having a blast. We're going to probably start writing in the next couple of days, so it's crazy because we go from a date. It was just a single date that he gave me. And then we just started thought experimenting on it and say, hey, wait a minute, they were both in the same general vicinity of one another. Would they have met up? Could they have met up? How could we have met them up? And what do we want to do that sets up the Penny, not on the sidewalk, you idiot. You know, and what do we want to do that sets up the future threads we're working on 9 years later. And within the span of about 45 minutes to an hour, as I said, we've got something nailed down well enough that we're going to start working on it. We're going to start writing it. Come on, Penn. And I'll just roll it into the rotation of everything else I'm working on. but it's just, it's crazy because you start with something so small, and I'm repeating myself here, but you start with something so small and it spawns into a fully fledged idea relatively quickly. But then in other cases, you work on something forever and a day and ever and a day and ever and a day, and you just cannot make it work. I don't know how many times I have started, stopped, restarted, re-outlined, and restarted and restopped a project I've tentatively calling Hunter. I've got characters, I've got a setting. I just cannot seem to make the story plot I want work. And it's not an issue of I'm not ready to write the story yet. It's not an issue of like I don't have the chops. I've got the chops. I know I could do it. It's, come on, Penn, get out of the yard. It's more of an issue of I can't pull a cohesive plot line together that makes sense and leads into a proper resolution or a proper closure of the immediate story, even if it's only the first installment in a longer arc. If that makes any sense to you guys out there, I think it should. And it's just one of those things that it's just really interesting to see how some ideas percolate very quickly. Some ideas just refuse to bubble, say nothing about boiling over. And it's a struggle forever and a day just to get something basic and usable out onto the proverbial page. And even then, it's not always what you want it to be. I feel like there's a lesson to be had there. I really do, but I'm not sure what that lesson is right now. Come on. Because it's frustrating, because sometimes I find that my head is brainstorming things that I don't consciously want to be working on, or is not consciously on the next on the list of projects. Good morning. Come on, Pat.
Good morning.
Penny, come on. You know, for a dog who's antisocial and scared of people, you're awfully interested in every little passerby we meet. But I think yeah, it's going to be a matter of just training myself, training the muse, training the whatever you want to call it, to work on the projects that I want to work on when I want to work on them. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. This isn't going to be a long one because I don't have much else to add to that. I'm just kind of thinking it through as I go. In other news, I was telling the patrons over the weekend, we discovered a show for the baby girl on Netflix called Coco Melon. It's an hour-long sing-along of, you know, 4 or 5 minute songs a piece, and while she's too young to comprehend it, it's definitely captured her attention. She sat on her mother's lap yesterday for a solid half hour, at least that I knew of, enjoying or watching it, and she sat with me for about 10 or 15 minutes this morning watching it, so I think we may have found a good morning program for her. On tap today, outside of the day job, back to writing. Still trying to push forward on the 1,000 words a day for 30 days to get the existing outline in Sentience Wars put together for the patrons, which then opens up the doors and frees up my writing time for working on the next codename Cyrus. Not a lot of development there, though some ideas, nothing to write home about or to share quite yet. But, yeah. So, I'm not quite at the back door yet. I've got a ways to go still, but I'm at the post where I take the photo. I'm going to take the photo real quick, and then I think we're going to call it in here, because I don't have much to share today. I don't have a lot. I mean, there's a lot on my mind, but also a lot not on my mind. And so I think this is going to be a shorter walk today, and this is going to be the part where I wish you and yours a very happy, healthy, and safe day, productive. We will certainly attempt to do the same on over here. I will speak to you guys again tomorrow, hopefully with a little more energy, a little more content, a little more insight into something, and we'll go from there. So you guys have a great day today. I'll talk to you tomorrow, because tomorrow will be a brand new day. Take care, everyone.